Section 27, Sorting and Editing Bookmarks. When you have a large list of bookmarks, finding the one you want can be easier if you sort the bookmarks first. The Go To Bookmark dialog not only lets you select the bookmark you want to go to, but it also enables you to edit, sort, and manage your bookmarks. To go through the steps in this section, you'll need to have the document with the multi-level bookmarks open.
In the multi-leveled bookmark document, press Ctrl plus R. Kurzweil 1000 says, select a bookmark, and announces a bookmark, its level, and whether it contains other bookmarks. This first area, the Select a Bookmark box, displays the bookmarks in hierarchical order in a tree view, just like the folder tree view in the file system. The exact bookmark and level that Kurzweil 1000 announces depends on the position of the cursor in the document. For example, if your cursor is in the text of a level 3 bookmark, your cursor in the tree view box is in the next bookmark that comes after that one. Press Tab twice to go to the Sort Bookmarks list. Here you can use the up and down arrow keys to go through the list and select one of the three ways to view bookmarks: by subject, page number, or by page number and level. After selecting each sort option, press Shift Tab twice to go back to the bookmarks list and navigate that list to get a sense of the differences.
Let's go through the sort options one by one. When you select Sort by Subject, Kurzweil 1000 presents the bookmarks list in alphabetical order by the first word in the description. Multi-level bookmarks appear as if they are at the top level. This would be a good choice for topic lists. To navigate through entries sorted by subject, use the up and down arrow keys. When selecting Sort by Page Number, Kurzweil 1000 presents bookmark descriptions in a one-level list in reading order. Multi-level bookmarks appear as if they are at the top level. To navigate through entries sorted by page number, use the up and down arrow keys. And when you select Sort by Page Number and Level, Kurzweil 1000 presents bookmarks in reading order and in indented tree view format. This is the system default. The last option is ideal for outlines and table of contents. To navigate through entries sorted by page number and level, use the up and down arrow keys. This places your cursor in entries of the same level within the same parent bookmark. Use the left and right arrow keys to place your cursor in entries one level up or down. Why not pause the tape here and practice sorting and navigating bookmarks? When you're done, don't close the bookmark dialog, as there's more bookmark editing coming right up.
Welcome back. You may remember at one point we used the Find command by pressing Ctrl plus F, which brought up a dialog. You typed in a word, and then you could search through a document. Well, you can also search through your bookmarks in the same way. This is yet another approach to navigation, and it can be a very powerful feature to use. So, once you have a bookmark dialog open, which you have open with Ctrl plus R, press Ctrl plus F. Then type in the word that you wish to search for and press Enter. You will now be positioned on the bookmark that contains that particular word. Press F3, and as you'd expect, you'll get to the next bookmark that contains that word, if there is one. Shift plus F3, and that will get you to the previous bookmark with that word in the description. Now, what happens if you come to a bookmark whose description you would like to change? You can do this in the Go To Bookmark dialog, which you should have open. Press the Tab key until you hear Select a Bookmark. Navigate to and select a bookmark. Press Tab again. Kurzweil 1000 announces the description for the bookmark. Type in a new description. What else can you change in this dialog? If you tab again, you'll get to the Chime option. It's disabled by default, but here is another opportunity to change the Chime option for the selected bookmark. Tab again. The level list follows. Here you can change the level for the selected bookmark. Yet another way to change a bookmark's level is to select the bookmark in the Select a Bookmark area in this dialog and press Shift plus left arrow to decrease the level, or Shift plus right arrow to increase the level. If you change your mind and want to cancel these changes, press Alt plus C or the Escape key. To apply the changes, press the Enter key. Note, lowering and raising a bookmark's level affects its associated bookmarks. Suppose you have a level 3 bookmark with level 4 bookmarks associated with it. If you raise its level to a level 2, the associated bookmarks are now level 3. In reverse, if you lower its level and it becomes a level 4 bookmark, its associated bookmarks are now level 5 bookmarks.
What if you want to delete a bookmark? That's possible. In the GoTo Bookmark dialog in which you were just working, select a bookmark. You can delete it one of three ways. Press the Delete key on your keyboard. Kurzweil 1000 reads the description and then tells you it has been deleted, or use the mnemonic Alt plus D. Kurzweil 1000 simply says, Delete. Or you can press the Tab key until you hear the Delete command, then press Enter. Kurzweil 1000 reads the description and then tells you it has been deleted. When you are done, tab to the OK command and press the Enter key to close the dialog.
There's a whole lot more to bookmarks. Go to the online manual and use the Go to Bookmarks dialog to find bookmark topics. To review, you can access the Go to Bookmark dialog by pressing Alt plus the letter R and then the letter B.
Section 28, Using Bookmarks to Create a Summary. Once you have bookmarks and documents, you can also use the Summary feature to create a document containing just those bookmarks. Think of the many different ways to use bookmark summaries. They can be tables of contents or serve as study notes or outlines. To go through this exercise, you should have a document with multi-level bookmarks. If you don't, please go back to the previous section, Creating Multi-Level Bookmarks, to do so. Then continue with the steps in the remainder of this section.
Press Ctrl plus O, then press Enter to open the multi-level bookmark document. Press Alt F and use the down arrow key until you hear Summarize. Then press the Enter key. Kurzweil 1000 asks if we want to use bookmarks to create a summary. Press Enter or the letter Y key for Yes. Kurzweil 1000 then asks if you want to keep page numbers in the summary. If being able to refer back to the original text is important to you, press Y. Note that keeping the page numbers is also useful if you wish to use the summary to create citations for a paper. If you don't want the page numbers, press the letter N key for No. Kurzweil 1000 creates the bookmark summary file, then it opens and begins reading it. Listen to some of the bookmarks, then close the summary document when you're ready to go to the next section. Recall that the F4 key closes a document. You can decide to save or not save the summary you've just created.
Section 29, Editing a Text Document. In this section, we'll introduce you to some of the ways you can edit text within the Kurzweil 1000. You can create a new text document, open an existing Kurzweil 1000 file, or download a text file for editing in Kurzweil 1000. Kurzweil 1000 reads as you type and edit and provides a variety of reading features to help you proof your work. In addition, you can do a fair amount of formatting, including font changes for characters and paragraph alignment. If you are familiar with word processing programs, you'll be comfortable using Kurzweil 1000 because you can use the same shortcut keys, such as Ctrl plus C to copy and Ctrl plus V to paste. A quick note, the only editing tasks you can access from the keypad are the cut and paste operations.
First, let's create a new document by using the File New command. Recall that pressing the Alt and F keys opens the File menu. Pressing letter N opens a new document. Kurzweil 1000 announces that you are on page 1 of 1. Begin typing. Kurzweil 1000 announces each letter as you type it. If you are familiar with other word processors, you can move through text in Kurzweil 1000 using the standard keyboard keys such as arrows, page up, home, and end, and keys will move by character, word, line, paragraph, page screen, or you can move to the top and bottom of the document. Pressing the left arrow key places the cursor to the left of or before a character. Pressing the right arrow key places the cursor to the right of or after a character. If Kurzweil 1000 is reading when you press one of these keys, it stops reading and speaks each character as you move. You can resume continuous reading with the keypad or read menu. Kurzweil 1000 offers a few other ways to echo text as you type. When you're done with the exercises in this section, consider exploring the Echo option in the Read Settings dialog. You can have Kurzweil 1000 echo characters, which is the default, echo words, echo both characters and words, or disable echoing altogether.
Now let's pick up where we left off. In the previous exercise, you were moving by character. What about moving by word and by line? Press Control plus the left arrow to move to the word before the cursor, or Control plus the right arrow to move to the word after the cursor. To move to the line above, press the up arrow, and of course the down arrow will take you to the line below. Kurzweil 1000 automatically reads the new line. If you want to go to the beginning of a line, press the home key. To go to the end of the line, press the N key.
There are other navigation keys that can help you get through a document quickly, and we'll cover those in the next section. For now, let's select some text. Before you cut or copy text or change its style, you must select it. You can use the keyboard to select text by character, word, line, paragraph, or page. As you work, remember the Kurzweil 1000 announces everything that you select to help you stay oriented, unless, of course, you use the verbosity settings to turn off or change some of the messages. To select a character, hold down the Shift key and press the left arrow key. This will select the character that is before the cursor. Shift and the right arrow selects the character after the cursor. If you want to select a word, use the Control key as well as the Shift key with the left or right arrow keys. If you remember how to move the cursor to the lines above and below, then you can probably guess how to select lines of text. To select a line, hold down the Shift key and press the up arrow key to select from the current line position to the same position in the line above the cursor. Likewise, using Shift plus the down arrow key selects text from the current line position to the same position in the line below the cursor. Shift Home selects to the beginning of the current line. Shift End selects to the end of the current line.
What about selecting larger chunks of text? Try using the Control plus F8 shortcut. The first time you press the shortcut key, it selects the word forward from the cursor position. Pressing it again selects the sentence in which the word is located. The next press selects the paragraph, and the press after that selects the page. Control plus Shift plus the F8 key reverses the order of selection, making it easy to change the selection should you change your mind. While Kurzweil 1000 always announces what you've selected, you can have it tell you again. To hear selected text, press Alt plus the letter R to open the Read menu. You want to select the command Say Selection, but because this item is last on the list, you can press the up arrow key, then press Enter, or simply use its shortcut, Control plus Y.
Now that you know how to select text, let's do some common editing tasks. First, by using editing keys that are on the keyboard, then by using the Edit menu. Many of the editing keys you use in your word processor or editing program also work in Kurzweil 1000. For example, you can use the backspace key on the keyboard to erase the character to the left of the cursor or any text you have selected. The delete key erases the character to the right of the cursor or any text you have selected. Let's move on to the Edit menu and work with some shortcut keys for copying and pasting text. First, select text. Try out the Select All command to select everything you've typed so far. Open the Edit menu by pressing Alt plus the letter E key, then pressing the letter A for Select All. As with many menu items, there are shortcut keys that you might want to commit to memory. The shortcut for Select All is Control plus A. Next, copy the text by pressing Alt plus E, again to open the Edit menu, and pressing the letter C to select the copy command. Although there are no keypad equivalents for these commands, you can use shortcut keys on your standard keyboard to perform the same tasks. For example, to copy text, you would use Control plus C. To cut text, use Alt plus E and the letter T, or Control X, like in other word processing applications. Now, navigate to where you want to place the copied or cut text. To do this, use document navigation keys such as the arrow keys and the page up and page down keys. paste the text of the cursor by pressing Ctrl plus V.
Next, let's learn how to change font style. Go through the document and select words and sentences, perhaps titles, then press Ctrl plus Shift plus B to bold them. Select other text, but this time use Ctrl plus I, which italicizes text. Now select text and try Ctrl plus U, which underlines text. While these options exist in the font dialog, which you can access from the Edit Format submenu, these shortcut keys enable you to save some time. There's one last important function you should know when editing in Kurzweil 1000, or any Windows-based programs for that matter. That's the undo command. If you change your mind about the last editing change you've made to your document, you can return the text to its previous state. Press Ctrl plus Z. Of course, you can also use Alt plus E to open the Edit menu and press the letter U in Kurzweil 1000.
Please note that the Kurzweil 1000 is a page-oriented editor. When you move from one page to another, it commits the changes you have made. Consequently, once you've changed pages, Ctrl plus Z will no longer give you the ability to return to a previous state in a previous page. In order to set up a document for the next section, be sure to save the document in which you've just made the font edits. If you intend on going straight into the next section, just press Ctrl plus S. If you're taking a break first, press F4. You'll learn more editing functions, such as spell checking and finding and replacing text, in the following sections. You can refer to the online manual under Editing, where you can also find more information about changing formatting and font styles, and about pagination.
Section 30, Making Global Edits. What if you have a large document to edit? And what if there are some changes that need to be made throughout? You'll need to know how to locate text and select and edit it. In this section, we'll go through these functions and take a look at the Find and Replace features. The exercises in this section assume that you're using the edited document from the previous section. First, let's take a look at how we locate text in a large document. Go to the beginning of the document by pressing Ctrl plus Home.
In the first exercise, you'll search for text by style or change in format. This is particularly useful in finding different sections in a document or in finding important text. Open the Find dialog by pressing Ctrl plus F. In the dialog box, press Tab or Alt plus O to go to the Format list box. Press the arrow keys until you hear the option you want. You can find changes in character format, bold text, italic text, or underline text. In this case, try selecting bold text, then press the Enter key. Kurzweil 1000 should take you to the first instance of text that had the font style you specified and tell you where the instance was found.
Of course, you could also use the Find dialog to locate and go to a word or series of words in a document. Open the Find dialog again by pressing Ctrl plus F. Your cursor is in the Find text box. By default, the box contains the word your cursor was in when you access the dialog box. Simply type what you want to find. Press the Tab key. Recall that this is what you did in the previous exercise to go to the Format list. Press Tab key again. Here you can decide if you want to match the whole word. If you do, press the arrow key until you hear Enable. Press Tab yet again to go to the Case Sensitivity option. Do you want Kurzweil 1000 to match the case that you typed? If so, use the up or down arrow key to enable this option. There are other options in this dialog, including Find Next, Find Previous, Read Context, and Replace. Let's finish the exercise by pressing the Enter key. Kurzweil 1000 should take you to the word you specified. We encourage you to go back to the Find dialog again to try any of the options mentioned, particularly Read Context, which saves you the trouble of exiting the dialog to read how the word you selected is used.
Is there an easier way to find next and find previous without having to call up this dialog repeatedly? Sure, we've talked about it before. F3 finds the next instance of the word or phrase you specified. Shift plus F3 will find the previous instance. Give it a try. Another couple of hot tips for searching. You can press any key during the search to hear the number of the page currently being searched. You can cancel the search by pressing the Escape key on the keyboard.
Next, let's explore using Find with the Replace feature. You already know that you can search for any text string in a document. If the search is successful, Kurzweil automatically selects the string's first occurrence. You can replace the string with the text of your choice directly at the location where Kurzweil 1000 found the specified word or words just by typing in the new text.
That's great, but if you had to replace multiple instances of text, you'd use Control plus H, which activates the Find and Replace command in one keystroke. The dialog that opens is similar to the Find dialog, but it has a few differences. Think of a word that appears numerous times in the document you are using. You can first navigate to that word, or just press Control H now. Kurzweil 1000 announces the word in which your cursor is located. Type the word you want to find and replace. Press Tab to go to the Replace text box. Here, type the replacement text. At this point, you could simply press Enter to replace this instance of the word. However, let's continue with the rest of the options in the Find and Replace dialog. The first three presses of the Tab key take you to three options that should look familiar to you. They are Format, Match Whole Word, and Case Sensitivity. Subsequent presses of the Tab key take you to Find Next, Find Previous, Start at Top, Read Context, and then to three Replace options. Replace replaces the current instance. Replace All replaces all instances throughout the document. And Replace Permanently replaces all instances in the document and places the word and its replacement in the Kurzweil 1000 corrections list. When you add to the corrections list, you are essentially making the correction available to all Kurzweil 1000 documents. So you could be in another document and apply this correction to that document. For now, let's select Replace All by pressing Shift-Tab to go to that command, and then press Enter. Press F5 and read through the document, and you'll hear the replacement text throughout.
This is a good spot for another break. When you return, you'll be doing some spell checking. You can use the document you used here or another one of your choice in the next section. Section 31, Using the Spell Checker. Whenever you edit a document, it's a good idea to check the spelling. To start and stop the spell checker, press Control plus the letter K. Whenever the spell checker encounters an unknown or misspelled word, it pauses and opens the spell checker dialog and places your cursor in the Replace With box. Kurzweil 1000 tells you the current possible replacement. You can type in the replacement you want or use the up or down arrow keys to select one from the list Kurzweil 1000 provides. Once you've specified the replacement word, you have a number of options and commands from which to choose. To explore these, use the Tab key. The first tab goes to the Read Context button. If you had gone through the Find exercise in the previous section, you might remember that this option lets you hear the context for the word Kurzweil 1000 is presenting to you as a misspelling. The next option is Spell Word, which lets you hear the word spelled out. Next is Ignore. If you choose this command, you're telling Kurzweil 1000 to disregard what it thinks is a misspelling for the selected word. Following Ignore is Ignore All, which lets you ignore all instances of this word throughout the current document. Add to Word List is next. It adds the selected word to your personal spell checker word list. We'll give you more details about this later. Replace and Replace All follow, which let you replace the current instance of a word and replace all instances of the word throughout the document. Subsequently, presses of the Tab key let you specify if the spell checker should check or ignore words with capitalization or with numbers in them.
You can cancel or end spell checking anytime by pressing the Escape key on the keyboard or cancel on the keypad. Also, when you're in the spell checker dialog, the default command, i.e. the one that will take place typically when you hit the Enter key if you are not positioned on a command button, is the Ignore key. Because in general, keeping the current spelling of a misspelled word is the most common of the various actions you will take in a spell checker. Have a try. We suggest using the summary document from the previous section. In the following steps, you'll be adding words to the word list so that you can edit the word list after. Press Alt-O and the letter K. Kurzweil 1000 will find misspellings, including proper nouns. Add words to the spell checker word list. Remember that you can use the keyboard to activate these commands, so press Alt plus D. When you add a word to this list, Kurzweil 1000 ignores it in all documents throughout the system. Continue to add the next misspellings. When you have added upward to half a dozen words, press the Escape or Cancel key to end the spell check.
Let's now go to the word list to find these words you just added. Your custom word list is in the Settings folder on your file system. You can view, edit, and delete words from the list, or add new words to the list using the list editing feature. To edit the word list, press Alt plus O to open the Tools menu, then the letter S for Edit Spell Checker Word List. The word list dialog opens, and Kurzweil 1000 reads the first word in the list. To delete a word, use the up or down arrow key to go to and select a word you want. Press Tab twice to go to the Delete command, then press the Enter key. Kurzweil 1000 indicates that the word is deleted.
How about adding a word to the list? Press Shift-Tab to go back to the Add button, then press Enter. Kurzweil 1000 asks for the word to be added. Type a word and press Enter. Kurzweil 1000 repeats the word as it is added to the list. Press Enter to close the dialog. Before we leave this section, we'd like to mention some other related editing features.
One of the most powerful features in Kurzweil 1000 is ranked spelling. It's accessible from the Tools menu. It's an ideal tool for quickly assessing how much of a file, particularly a large book, is correctly spelled. It also prioritizes the list of words so that by correcting the top three misspelled words, for instance, you can significantly increase the accuracy of the document. This can be helpful for files you download or files you scan. For more information, go to the ranked spelling topic in the online manual.
Another very helpful feature is multiple corrections lists. When you use Replace Permanently or Replace All in the Spell Checker dialog, the words you specify go into a corrections list that you can also edit. Kurzweil 1000 allows you to create any number of these lists to suit different kinds of documents or topics. So you could have one list for science, another for sports. You can even use this feature to automatically correct frequently occurring misspellings that are due to the scanning and OCR process. For more information, go to Applying Corrections in the online manual.
Section 32, Sending Files Through Email. Being able to communicate with others and being able to take your work with you as you commute or travel are two important tasks that are made much easier by Kurzweil 1000. In this section, you'll learn how to send to an email recipient. In the next section, you'll find a discussion on sending files to portable devices, such as Book Courier from Springer Designs and BrailleNote or Braille and Speak.
In order to send a file to an email recipient, you must have an internet connection and a properly configured email program. The email program need not be open when you start the send process. Before you begin, open a document that has several pages in it that you would like to send to someone. While you don't have to have the document open, for this exercise, let's work with an open document. The Send To feature lets you send a document other than the one that is currently open or one that you don't have open. You can access it from the File menu by pressing Alt-F and then use the up arrow until Kurzweil 1000 says Send To has a submenu. Then press Enter. You should hear Send Current Document opens a dialog. Press the down arrow to hear the other submenu item, Send Other Document. Press the up arrow to go back to send the current document since you have one opened. Press Enter. The Send To email dialog opens, from which you can select how much of the document you want to send and how you want to send it.
Will it be an attachment, a zipped attachment, or will it be included as part of the message body? What file format do you want to use, and to whom will the document be sent? When the dialog opens, your cursor is in the page range list. You can use the arrow keys to select all or Pages option. In this case, let's select Pages. Now press Tab. Kurzweil 1000 says, processing will begin with page X, where X is the number of your current page. You can use the arrow keys to change this value or type in the page number you want. Tab again, and Kurzweil 1000 says, processing will end with page X, where X is the number of your current page. Change this page number with the arrow keys or by typing the number you want. Tab to the next option, which is Devices. Use the up or down arrow key until you hear an email recipient. Press the Tab key to go to the Properties option. Press the Enter key to open the Properties dialog where you'll specify how and to whom you want the file sent. When this dialog opens, your cursor is in the Send method list. Use the up or down arrow key to choose how the file should be sent. The three choices are Send as an attachment, as a zipped attachment, or as part of the message body. Press Tab again. Your cursor is now in the list of available formats. Use the up or down arrow key to select the format you want. Remember not to send KES formatted files to people who don't own Kurzweil 1000 or Kurzweil 3000. Press Tab again and type the address of the email recipient, then press Enter. The Properties dialog closes, and your cursor is now back in the Send To dialog.
You are ready to send your document. Just press the Enter key. Your email client opens if it is not already open. You might need a screen reader to finish the process. If your screen reader has been asleep or silent but still loaded, it should activate when the email program opens, and you can finish sending the message. At this point, you can add text to the message body if you wish, or you can just press the keystroke your email program uses for sending text. Once the message is sent, your cursor is back in Kurzweil 1000, and you can go on to some other task. Kurzweil 1000 provides you with other tools designed to help you perform everyday tasks. These tools are the topic in the next section.
Section 33, Sending Files to Devices. It's true that with today's technology, Kurzweil 1000, and the internet included, you never have to leave your home. In reality, most of us have to do some commuting and traveling, even if it's to the patio out back. For those occasions, portable devices are a great help. In this section, we'll walk you through sending a file to Book Courier. Of course, this is not the only device Kurzweil 1000 supports, and if you do not have Book Courier, follow along. The process is very similar for other devices. If you want more information about sending files to a device and to find a complete list of currently supported devices, refer to the online manual. If you have Book Courier, you can follow the exercise. Before you begin, consult the device's documentation for instructions on configuring it properly to receive data from your PC.
You can send a single file or multiple files from Kurzweil 1000 using the same file send to command, Alt-F, then letter E, that you used in the previous section to send a file to an email recipient. From the Send To submenu, decide and choose whether you want to send the current document or another one from the file system. Recall that if you choose another document, the file dialog opens. Here, navigate the folder tree if necessary in the file list to select the file or files you want to send. Press Enter. Kurzweil 1000 presents the Send To dialog. If you are sending the current document, you can choose to send only a portion of that document if you wish. Otherwise, you should tab to get to the list of devices. Kurzweil 1000 tells you the selected device. Use the up and down arrow keys until you hear Book Courier. Next, you specify where you want the file to go. To do this, open the Properties dialog. Tab until you hear Properties, or press Alt plus R. Whichever method you choose, press Enter after. In the Properties dialog, your cursor is in the Destination Folder text box. Specify the name of the destination folder to which you want to place the file. You can do this by typing the full path name of the file or by typing a question mark to browse the file system. If you select a question mark, you will be in a tree view, which will give you the various folders that are available on the destination device. As a quick reminder, you use all four of the arrow keys for navigating in this tree. Left and right arrows take you to the level above or level below. Up and down arrows enable you to go through the list of items in the same level. Press Enter after you select the desired folder.
Back to the Properties dialog. Tab to go to the File Format box, where you could change the file format for the file you are sending. The choices for file formats for Book Courier are KES and TEXT. Press Enter when you are done. Your cursor is back in the Send To dialog. Press Enter to send the file. Section 34, Faxing and Other Applications in Kurzweil 1000. If you think about it, there are lots of everyday tasks that could be made more convenient and simple to perform. Faxing and photocopying are a couple of examples. Kurzweil Educational Systems is committed to providing our user community with such applications. You can find them in the Launch submenu under the File menu. In addition, Kurzweil 1000 lets you add applications that you may have on your PC, such as a Braille translation program. To find out how to add an application to the Launch menu, consult the online manual under the topic Launching Applications.
For now, let's go through the fax program to see how you would send and receive faxes. In order to use the fax program, you must have a fax modem in your PC, and it must be connected to a working phone line. Here are a few steps to perform before you begin. You should have a document you want to fax. If you have a screen reader loaded, put it in sleep mode or associate an appropriate set file so that your screen reader does not speak at the same time as the self-voicing fax application. Consult your screen reader's documentation or tech support to accomplish this task before proceeding to use the fax program. Pause the tape here to do these steps and come back when you are done.
Ready? Press Alt plus F followed by the letter L for launch. Then press the letter X key to open the fax application. When Kurzweil 1000 says, Fax opens a dialog, press Enter. This launches the fax application. One of the first things you want to do is to set the program to receive faxes. To receive and read a fax, open the fax application's file menu by pressing Alt plus F. Press the down arrow key until Kurzweil 1000 says, Preferences, then press Enter. Press the Tab key until you hear Receipt of Faxes is Disabled, which is the default setting. Press the down arrow. Kurzweil 1000 announces Receive Fax. To enable receipt of faxes, tell the program how many times you want the phone to ring before the fax application answers and receives a fax. Now, press the down arrow until you hear the number of rings you want, then press Enter. The fax program will remember this setting. So in the future, if you have the fax application running and the line to which the fax modem is connected rings the specified number of times, the fax application will answer. The fax application will provide progress messages as it receives a fax and tells you when receipt of all pages is complete.
What happens to the faxes you receive? There's a folder called Fax in the Kurzweil 1000 folders list. This folder is automatically created the first time you receive a fax, so if you don't presently have one in your folders list, don't worry. It will be there when you need it. To access the fax folder, be sure you're in Kurzweil 1000. Press Ctrl plus O to open the file dialog. Press Shift-Tab to reach the folders list, and use the up or down arrow key to find the fax folder. Press Tab to access the list of faxes contained in that folder. Use the up and down arrow keys to find the fax you want to read, and press Enter. Kurzweil 1000 will open, recognize the images, and read the text in the fax. You can also, of course, delete faxes here, just as you delete any files you no longer need or want.
Now let's go through some details about sending faxes. Before you send a fax, you want to establish your preferences, such as your name and the phone number from which you plan to send. To do this, press Alt plus F, followed by the letter L for launch, or press Alt plus F and use your up arrow key until you hear Kurzweil 1000 say, Launch. Then press Enter to open the Launch submenu. Then press the letter X to open the fax application, or use your up and down arrow keys until you hear Kurzweil 1000 say, Fax opens a dialog and press Enter. Go to the Preferences items in the File menu by pressing Alt plus F followed by P. This is the same dialog box you got when you enabled receipt of faxes and set the number of rings. When the dialog opens, your cursor is on a field where you enter your name. Press Tab and enter your company name if you have one, or leave this blank and tab again to a field where you enter your fax number. Another press of the Tab key takes you to a text box where you enter your phone number. The next four presses of the Tab key take you to fields where you can enter scanner margins if you wish. The default is 0, and you don't have to change it. Press Tab again, and Kurzweil 1000 says that no dialing prefix has been entered. This is where you would enter a prefix, such as a 9, if you need to access an outside line. You don't have to enter anything here if you have direct access to an outside line. Don't confuse this with 1, which must be dialed before an area code. That would be included in the phone number you'll enter when you actually send your fax. Another press of the Tab key brings you to the fields you have seen before, where you enable receipt of faxes. Press the Tab key once more to go to the OK button and press Enter. Your preferences are set, and you won't have to revisit this dialog again until you want to make changes.
You can use the fax application to send faxes, which might be an image that you scanned, along with a cover sheet if desired. Or you can just send a cover sheet, which includes a short message and the recipient's name and nothing more. Alternatively, you can send an existing document, which is open in another application, such as Kurzweil 1000, with or without a cover sheet. To send a fax from within the fax application itself, access the New item from File menu by pressing Alt-F followed by the Enter key, since New is the first choice in this menu. Your cursor is now in the first field of a dialog. Kurzweil 1000 asks for the recipient's name. If you have sent faxes before, the names of the last 20 recipients are presented in this list, so you can select one by pressing the down arrow until the name you want is spoken. If this is your first fax, or if you are sending to someone to whom you have not previously sent a fax, type the recipient's name. Press Tab. In the list, choose whether or not to use a cover sheet. If you intend to scan something and send the image, you may choose not to send a cover sheet. If, however, you just want to send a short message, then you must send a cover sheet, since that is where your message will be printed when the fax is received. If you choose not to send a cover sheet, down arrow to select that choice, then tab once, and Kurzweil 1000 prompts you to enter the recipient's fax number. Include the 1 and any other codes which would be needed if you were going to place a call to this person. Then press Tab and Enter to OK. If, however, you do wish to send a cover sheet, leave the default setting as it is and press Tab. Enter the fax recipient's number as noted above, then press Tab to fill out the remainder of the cover sheet. First, enter the company name, if any, for the recipient, or leave this field blank. Tab again and enter the subject of the fax. Tab once more and enter a brief message. The lines in the message will automatically wrap. However, if you want to force a new line to begin, press the Enter key, and the following text will start on the next line. After you have entered your message, tab to the OK button and press Enter. If this cover sheet is all you want to send, press the F8 key to send your fax or access the Send item from the File menu by pressing Alt-F followed by the letter D.
If you want to scan something and have that image or multiple images sent as part of your fax, then press the F9 key to scan your first page. Kurzweil 1000 uses your default scanner brightness settings. Scan all the pages you want to include in your fax, then follow the procedure mentioned above to send the fax. Kurzweil 1000 will announce the progress of the send process as it occurs, telling you that the phone number you specified is being dialed, that the connection is established, and informing you when each page has been sent. When all pages have been successfully sent, it will announce that the send is complete.
Next, let's take a look at sending an existing document by fax. You can do this from Kurzweil 1000, but if you use a screen reader and have another program, such as Microsoft Word, you could use it as well. To send an existing document, first open the application you want to send the document from, in this case, Kurzweil 1000. Then open the document you want to send. Now access the print function by pressing Ctrl plus P or by pressing Alt F and P. Cursol 1000 tells you which printer is currently selected. Use the up and down arrow keys to select the KESI fax printer if it's not already selected. Use the tab key to see the remaining settings in this dialog box and change any you want. For instance, if you only want to send certain pages from a long document, you'll want to tab from the printer selection list and change the next setting. Press the down arrow and Cursol 1000 says Pages. Now you can tab to a set of two boxes and enter the beginning page into the first and the ending page into the second. If you don't want to change any other settings, press Enter. The KESI fax application opens, and you will be in the same dialog as when you opened the new item off of the fax application's files menu. Here, enter the recipient's name. Then tab to the setting where you choose to use a cover page or not, and proceed as we previously discussed. Once you have filled in the required phone number in your cover sheet, if you choose to use one, press Enter. Now you can send your fax as before, with the F8 key or by selecting the Send option from the File menu.
Congratulations, you've made it through the tape tutorial. While there may have been a lot of information we've covered here, remember there's much more to the Cursol 1000. However, you may need only several features in your daily use of Cursol 1000. We encourage you to continue to explore as you go. Come back to the tutorial or turn to the online manual.